Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Aditi Kinkabwala was in Nashville where she watched the Steelers improve to 6-0 yesterday. Bruce Arians was in Las Vegas with his Buccaneers and said after Tampa's win that Antonio Brown is, quote, an insurance policy for this team. Aditi, your reaction to those comments from Arians?
Do I have to have one? I mean, I'm more interested in how he handles the whole women's issue and the behavior and... You know, I need more than just hearing that he believes he has grown up and matured. Is that what Arians' words were for Antonio? That he believes he has matured? Was that his line?
Yeah, and that Tom Brady had nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady is playing with more pass catchers than he's had the last few years. He definitely has a lot of talent around him. So do I think that Tom Brady went way out of this way to go to bat for Antonio Brown and say, hey, get me him? No, I don't think so. But I'm sure Tom Brady was asked, would you want to play with him? And I'm sure Tom Brady said, yeah, sure. Because really, if Antonio Brown can still play, why would you not want to play with him?
Because of how things ended here?
Well, I think that in the National Football League, it's kind of like women who think that they can always change men. The National Football League always thinks that, oh, well, it was just a bad situation there, and it'll be better here.
Aditi, I thought the line of questioning for Bruce Arians last night about his history as being a noted vocal supporter of women, and then the juxtaposition with bringing Antonio Brown on board, frankly, I didn't think his answer was very good there. I thought he, even if he was expecting the question or something like it, I thought it was pretty half-baked to say, we'll let the court system play it out when he knows full well that won't happen the rest of this season in terms of a timeline. And then by then, the Bucs can kick him to the curb one way or the other if it doesn't work out. So I'm with you. I do think it's kind of noteworthy that Bruce Arians has been so vocal about supporting women in the past and then seemed to be rubber stamping his team picking up Antonio Brown.
Now, to be perfectly honest with you, I was on a plane flying home from Tennessee, so I didn't hear it all in real time. Mm-hmm. I just have sort of read the quotes. And, I mean, I certainly feel that way. And this is not just about the court system. There's video of Antonio Brown berating the mother of three of his sons.
Yep.
In front of those sons. So it's not as if, oh, well, this may be a he said, she said, or this may be a this, or we're going to let it go through. There's a lot more. But again, I mean, you know what I would say to people in Pittsburgh? It's not your problem anymore.
Do you,
you look at him. Really interesting to talk about, or is there sort of this fear that he wronged the fans of this team, and he shouldn't be given the opportunity to go and help somebody else?
Yeah. Interesting. What do you think was the biggest reason why the Steelers were able to hang on and win that game yesterday?
Time, quite frankly. I think the Titans just ran out of time. I felt very strongly that the tide had turned. And what was funny about this is that I texted my husband at some point in the second quarter, and I said, it might have been after the series where, you know, everything was working so well. It was a methodical offense. They were bleeding the clock, playing almost the best possible defense against Derrick Henry, not letting them have the ball. You could see the Titans were getting frustrated by that. And then all of a sudden they go away from that, you know, the drive that ended in the field goal, where they take these shots downfield. And it's like, wait, 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 everything's been working. Why are you suddenly trying to change things up unnecessarily? And then, of course, Vrabel gives them a gift at the end of the half with that big punt. And they have time with 14 seconds to run two plays, even with 11 seconds after the penalty to run two plays, and then don't throw that interception. And that's not a Hail Mary. That was a dumb play. You could have at least gotten into field position and gotten 3 points there.
Yep.
So in any case, prior to that, so not that drive, but the one that ended in the field goal, I texted my husband and I said, the Steelers better get their act together. Things are about to change. And Matt wrote me back. He said, settle down, homegirl.
Ooh.
And then everything fell apart. And I actually screen grabbed that text exchange and sent it back to Matt. And I said, don't you dare ever question me when I tell you momentum in the stadium is changing. And it's funny because I asked David DeCastro about that today in the Zoom. And he said, yeah, absolutely. It definitely felt like the tide had turned there in the second half. Both the defense and the offense were struggling significantly. Had Gostkowski kicked that field goal and it had gone into overtime, I really feel that everything was kind of going the Titans' way.
Mm.
And the Steelers were gassed and, you know, had lost some confidence. And now when you frame it this way, this is what will be so interesting. Coaches love to say that you learn from every game and you're very fortunate when you can learn from a win. So Mike Tomlin yesterday was congratulating his players, way to fight, way to fight, way to fight. That's what he was saying to them as they were coming off the field. Okay, yes, that's very, very true. I really firmly believe that great teams get luck to go their way, somehow manage to gut out wins when they play less than to their standards or horribly even, you know, to be able to overcome a game where you give the ball away three times and easily could have given the ball away five or six times. You don't generate any turnovers. You know, that's certainly a statement that good teams figure out how to win games like that. But the really great teams don't do that again, and they recognize how close they came to losing that one. And so this week, do the Steelers kind of coast and say, okay, we're good, we're going to, you know, no matter what, we'll find a way, we'll figure it out? Or do they say, that was a really close one, and that's just not going to cut it again, and that's certainly not going to cut it against the Ravens, and that's certainly not going to cut it as we get later into the season? I mean, because this team is so veteran, I believe the latter. I do think that this team is going to respond the right way. But in that sense, this is a key moment right here.
I guess along those lines, Aditi, one of the things that becomes popular and trendy to say or to discuss when a team is 6-0 and the last remaining unbeaten in the NFL is whether or not said team is the best team in football. So what would you say about the Steelers? Do they deserve that title or no?
I think at this moment they do, yes. I think they played a really, really good Titans team. I will say that. And I came in thinking that the Steelers were going to win because I didn't really believe in the Titans defense. I thought the Titans defense had a lot of work it needed to do, and it just, you know, wasn't generating a pass rush, was a little bit undermanned in the secondary, even though there's two great safeties there. You know, I felt like the defense wasn't going to be able to compete with an offense that has so many options. And with a quarterback who'd been playing really, really well and not trying to do too much. You know,
He tried to do too much, in my opinion.
I think that, you know, he was asked this week, well, are you kind of being a game manager? And he said the right things. He said, I'm doing what we need to do to win. I'm not turning the ball over. But look, he's thrown the ball 40 times, 41 and 49. In the two games where he's thrown interceptions. Now, obviously, the simple math of that is that the more you throw the ball, the more chances or opportunities you have to make a mistake. But it just, I think Ben Roethlisberger is at his best not throwing the ball 49 times.
You know what
this is a team that can show it can run the ball. This is a team that that shows it can be methodical, that when he gets the ball out quick, when he throws those under routes, and as he said this week, he said, yeah, you get the ball in the hands of the playmakers as quickly as you can, and he said, throw short, run far.
He had Johnson on that juju play, run short, throw short, run far. He had him there. That's why I don't get why so many people are defending that throw to Juju. Would you rather throw to a guy that had a linebacker on him or throw to somebody who had nobody on him? Johnson had no one on him.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the whole thing. You know, I think that part of what we've been so happy, or what, you know, fans have been excited about as related to Ben this year, is that he has been okay. He has seemingly been okay not being the primary playmaker, you know, sort of recognizing I have lots of playmakers out there. My job is to get them the balls. I don't need to be the quote unquote headliner of the team. And it's funny because I had a pregame hit where I actually made that point. I said, for two 5-0 teams, you surprisingly have these two quarterbacks that are not necessarily the headline of their team. You know, the headline of the Titans is Derrick Henry. The headline of the Steelers is their defense. And yet, all of a sudden, it was as if Ben was trying to, you know, I don't want to say that he was trying to be the headline, but he was happy in the role that he has played through the first five games. And again, that makes it sound bad that I'm saying he was happy and he was unhappy. I'm not saying that that's what it was, but those first two drives, for my feeling, were magical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 16 plays, 13 or 14 plays, running 9 and 8 minutes off the clock. I mean, what better way to play offense against the Tennessee Titans than that? What better way to play defense? I mean, you rest your defense so they have everything they need. You don't let Derrick Henry have the ball. You bleed the clock, which makes it harder for a team that wants to run and run and run 25, 30 times a game. Why go away from that? That just didn't make any sense. And so, again, that's like another learning lesson here, right? Like, do they recognize, okay, this is what we do well. This is what we want to do well, and we don't need to have a different identity.
Aditi Kinkle.
Why a week ago was Ben Roethlisberger so excited to say, yeah, oh, that felt like an old Bill Cowher offense where I just kept handing the ball off to Jerome Bettis? Well, it worked.
Yeah.
And it was working for a while yesterday.
And despite all of the marital strife that you described to us when you come on, you seem to make it work too. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. That reminds us that, you know, I guess my problems aren't just isolated to me and my wife. Thank you, Aditi.
Do you and your wife fight about the Steelers as well?
No, she was shopping for furniture during the game yesterday. And then as soon as the game ended, she pulled me to a furniture store and made me spend thousands of dollars. So that's how that day went for me. But then she made me a cocktail at night.
She was happy. Remember, yeah, guys, happy wife, happy life.
There you go. Aditi Kinkabwala. Thank you, Aditi.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.